Well, welcome to another edition of In the Pocket. All thanks to our wonderful sponsors, Palmerbet. Download that app, get involved. It is really, really simple. And the great man himself, former Hawk, former Swan, former Saint, how can I forget the Saint, Spider Everett has been.
Oh, look at that. We are looking on top of the walls, aren't we? I've had the new shave. I'm looking slick. And you've even got the bit of a spike at the top.
Oh, my God. Look,
as they say, look good, feel good, play good. But how is it? Finals time, and we know in 3 weeks, unfortunately, we're going to hit that first weekend in October and be as bored as bats. But anyway, we look forward to another massive round of footy. It's been huge.
I must admit, mate, when I first clicked on here, I didn't really take much notice of the melon. The big scone's been shaved off, mate. The old blonde tips or the grey tips have been cut off.
Too much mucking around going to a hairdresser. It's too hard for me. I just shave it off. It's so much easier. I'm a bit lazy these days. Even if most barbers, they give you a beer as they're cutting your hair these days.
It's brilliant, mate. Absolutely brilliant. Hey, listen, what a wonderful first week of the finals. We knew it was going to be a toss of the coin games right across the board. It started last Thursday night. Fair bit kind of happened since, Biden. It's still kind of going on between Collingwood and the Melbourne Football Club. Maynard and Brayshaw, that huge hit. That has been the centerpiece spot. I have to ask you, what's your thoughts, buddy?
Yeah, look, watching it, I thought, oh, you know what? It didn't look good. And yeah, and we do feel for Brayshaw. And 100%. We understand at the moment with the situation, with can he play footy? Will he play footy? He's had a lot of concussion, CT. We understand all that. But from a sheer football point of view, I don't think Maynard can miss. I just think, yeah, he was in the air, but he wasn't in the air to collide with him. He was there to spoil the footy. He's taken a couple of extra steps. You know, Brayshaw, he's done the right thing, Maynard. Every coach would say that is what your job is. And he had to brace himself, because if he went for the big bear or the big hug and then Brayshaw decided to, you know, clinch for, you know,
it could have been contact. Yeah.
It could have been reversed. So, look, in football, we have unfortunate situations. This is totally an unfortunate situation. And I know Maynard went to see Brayshaw during the week, and I know there was a lot of Melbourne boys there and a few of them walked out. I think that's a bit disrespectful, because if you kind of look at it on the other side, you know, if that was Dacos, you know, kicking the ball, you know, yeah, if it was all reversed around, I think, you know, Collingwood fans and Collingwood players would be saying the opposite.
I'm with you, mate, 100%. You've summed it up beautifully for mine. Have you ever taken flowers and a bottle of red around to someone that you've collided or, you know, had a little bit of a run-in on the footy field with, big fella?
I'll be honest, I would have sacked the flowers. I don't even give them to my wife. So you're taking them to a footy player, I would have been in the doghouse for another 6 months. She would have been going, hang on. But no, I think I've rung a player, absolutely, after you've done wrong and you've realised, and I think a lot of players do. You know, we are still respectful of the game, and you know, we still are people that have feelings and don't want to see that. You want to be playing against the best players, and I think that was great for Maynard, because he honestly did not mean it.
No, I could not. He's a hard man, Maynard, and all that kind of stuff,
I was going to say, I would have really liked just to see when Viney and Maynard were going head-to-head like the two bulls, just to keep pushing for another 10 or 15 seconds just to get the crowd, get it on the big screen. You see the two big bulls just not doing anything silly, just getting their heads together and just,
Were they? It was good theatre, wasn't it? The whole the first kickoff, the first final, it was huge. Then we back it up with another 92,000 spied Friday night, and the Blue Baggers get their first finals victory in 13 years, I think it might have been, mate. It was huge. And I must admit, I thought the Swans were really disappointing, especially in the first half.
Yeah, they were. They were, and they come back. They absolutely fought their way back, and then the goal kicking let them down. We saw that. It let them mark Melbourne down. You know, I had Melbourne and Sydney. They both should have won. Yeah. They both should have won with the opportunities they had. But, you know, in that game, you know, Carlton versus Sydney, I think one of the greatest moments in football. And if you go back and listen to the vision, and I want to give our commentators a bit of a tick here, especially James Brayshaw, because he said Patrick Cripps got the kick 40 metres out, 45-degree angle, and he said, if this goes through, listen to this. And the MCG just absolutely Amazing. Erupted. It was the they're the moments in sport you love. And the crowd told the story. Now, yeah. I was watching the NRL only 2 days later on the Sunday when Newcastle kicked a field goal. I mean, a penalty goal against, and Caleb Ponga, their captain, kicked it and to put him in front against the Canberra Raiders with a minute to go. And yeah. the commentators talked all over the crowd.
Yeah.
And it took it away from that magnificent moment that sports have. That moment you can be there, you know, like Brayshaw put me inside the MCG that moment, and it was just magnificent.
Yeah, brilliant to watch, and great for Blues supporters too. They're up and about. It sets up a tantalising clash this Friday night, taking on the Melbourne Football Club. There'll be 100,000 there this Friday night, Spide. Hey, what about your Giants, mate? You've been a big advocate. I know you're a Saints man, but they are absolutely low-flying at the moment. That was a sensational victory. Riccardi kicked three. Hogan, Brown, Bedford, they all kicked a couple. Seriously, mate, it was a really, really good victory away from their home deck in Victoria at the MCG against a team that was going all right, the Saints.
Yeah, they did it well. GWS were on fire. Their big man Briggs, you know, Briggs and Marshall, Ryan Marshall for the Saints, they had a magnificent, the two ruckmen. Marshall probably got him in the end, but, you know, Briggs kicking a goal, and he really stipulates, you know, what, you know, the GWS type of ruckman. You know, we've used to Mummy, and now we've got Briggs. It's fantastic. Their midfield is just unbelievable at the moment. You know, they've just been able to get so much of the ball, which is fantastic. Toby Green didn't have to have the, you know, he kicked the first goal, but he didn't have to play, you know, out of his skin to GWS to win. On the Saints point of view, tough, you know, it's always tough. When you got a player like Tim Membry, and unfortunately everything that circulated around that morning, and, you know, GWS were really fortunate enough saying, you know what, you can bring in any player you want. We're happy for you to do that. And this week being Are You OK Day, you know, we always give everybody the shout out, you know, just ask your mates, you know, are you OK? You know, ask them the question, listen, and, you know, follow it up, because it doesn't matter. It's
easy to ask the question, Spide. You're right, though. It's the follow-up, isn't it, mate? You know, because a lot of blokes in particular will just kind of brush it off. Yeah, I'm all good, mate. No worries. You know, but it is that little bit of follow-up if you do see something a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the four steps that you've got to get through. So, you know, and that is, you know, you've got to, you do. You've got to ask the question, are you okay? You've got to listen. And then you've got to, you know, encourage to make change. And then you've got to follow up. So, you know, they're the four steps. And, you know, I just think it's important, as you know, firsthand, like we all do. It doesn't discriminate against anyone. So you've got to be mindful of all that. So a tough one for the Saints. And I know Rossy Lyon said, look, it didn't really affect them. I still think whatever happened, GWS win that. They were very, very good. They were on top of their game, and they're going to be a hard team to beat. They have got a complete package as a football club right now. Like Lachie Whitfield coming off the halfback, just being able to spot up his targets, know when to kick, know how to kick. You know, Tom Green, unbelievable. Freak, he's ready for finals footy. Probably one of the best players through the finals so far. So, yeah, for me, GWS are looking good.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. They are absolutely low-flying and good on them. Brisbane defeated the Power pretty comfortably in the end. You put the acid on Danaher last week, mate. He responded with five. Rayner and Fletcher both kicked three. Is it the year of the Lions, Spide? You know, they're going to get another prelim final at home. You know, a little armchair ride into that grand final. They've got that hoodoo at the MCG, which is still the big question mark. But do you think they're the real deal or what?
Well, you know, if they get through to the grand final, the first thing that's going to hit the papers would be, can they get rid of the hoodoo? So it's a mental challenge for them, but they've got one more game to win. And look, they carved them. They had everything right. They did everything perfect. You know, their midfield were great. McCluggage is unbelievable at the moment. You spoke about their forwards. All their forwards had big numbers, kicked big goals. So they had plenty of the football. Port Adelaide, on the other hand, I reckon they were 5-10% off. They knew they had next week at home if they lost. They had a backup plan. They went up there. It didn't go right for them. You know, 10 of their players didn't even get over 10 possessions or something. So they really lacked a lot of depth. I think Port Adelaide, just a little bit off, will, you know, got to try and crank up this weekend. So, yeah, Port Adelaide were off, but Brisbane were on. So that gives you a pretty big margin. It will be different next time around.
Righto, mate. Let's have a look at the Palmerbet market for the flag.
All right, here we go.
Rock solid, $2.50. Brisbane at $3.25. Melbourne at $7. So they're on the drift. Port Adelaide at $10, drifting as well. Carlton at $12, rock solid. And the Giants have firmed into $13. What are your plays here, Spide?
Well, I think the bet's going to be whoever you like out of, depends who you're looking at this weekend, because GWS against Port Adelaide, they get a win. They're every chance of, you know, knocking off Collingwood. Who are Collingwood? Yeah, they'll get Collingwood, won't they?
Yeah, they'll be Collingwood side, yep.
Yeah. So, yep. And that'll be a cracking game. Because GWS got absolute superstars in every line.
Yeah.
We just don't see them as much because they're in, they're in Sydney.
I think that's the better side, if you know what I mean. Like, so, you know, when you look at Carlton and Melbourne, they're going to go the Brisbane way. So that's tough enough up there. But I reckon the Giants, who perform well at the MCG, they've been to the big dance in 2017. They fell short against the Tigers. But, you know, there'd be a little bit of belief there if they can roll the power this week. So they might be a play at $13 by. Just have a little wager.
That'd be the best bet so far. That'd be the best bet outside of taking, you know, a grand final double, GWS for the sake of 13, because, you know, they're every chance of beating Port Adelaide this weekend.
Yeah. I'll be interested
to get some good money.
I've got my thoughts, but I'll be interested to get your tips coming up to our matches this weekend, because, yeah, there's some interesting games. Well, there's only two, but like they're both really interesting because there's so much, and I've got my thoughts, but I'm looking forward to your thoughts. So, Spide, let's have a look. It all kicks off Friday night, 7:50, MCG. Sell out. We know that. No tickets left.
Unbelievable.
People putting on social media everywhere, where can I get tickets? You're not going to get them now. It is going to be absolutely massive. Head-to-head, all thanks to Palmerbet. Melbourne $1.69, Carlton at $2.17. At the line, it's tight. Melbourne minus 6.5, $1.90. Carlton plus 6.5, $1.90. Key stats, all thanks to Palmerbet. Carlton beat Melbourne in round 22. It was a close one, remember? 60-56. But the Demons beat the Blues 61-44 way back in round 12. There'll be no Harry Mackay, obviously, with concussion. Melbourne are going to be without Van Ruin, who's obviously going to be out through suspension. No Brayshaw as well for the Demons. Yep. He's a big loss. Spy, what is your thoughts on this? And I must say, outside of the Brisbane and Port Adelaide game last week, all other finals were relatively low-scoring, tight affairs. Do you think this one might be the weather's going to be mint?
It's going to be cracker. It's spring. It's finals footy. You can smell it now. The sun's out. The birds are chirping.
Defensive game or attacking?
Look, it's going to be cracker. When you look at some of the setups, when you look at some of the lineups, you think, you know, Patrick Cripps on probably Jack Viney, you know, probably, which will be unbelievable. You've got Langdon. Maybe Akers on the wing will take him. I think May on Curno, everybody's going to be waiting for. That's the matchup. Curno didn't have a lot of goals last weekend. He doesn't have two bad ones in a row, so you'd expect him to come out and show something there. So you'd expect Stephen May will go.
And I reckon Spide, I know we've spoken about it, but I reckon their forward setup is better without Big Harry. I reckon the last couple of weeks, Harry's been back. They've just lost their way a little bit, the Blues.
Yeah, and Stephen May will go down swinging too. So there's going to be no love lost if they're getting done. And I think the other important one is, Cozzy Pickett didn't have a great game. He really needs to step up for Melbourne. Yet you've got somebody like Adam Saad who would probably pick him up. And Saad's such an important player for the Carlton Footy Club. I thought Cripps was fantastic last week. Did what he needed to do. I know Melbourne's got to make a couple of changes as well. It's such a hard one. Like Melbourne for the whole year, they just haven't been able to finish off, have they? They've never looked absolutely convincing. Going forward, they seem to lack something forward. Now,
forward's the key, and it's where the selection's going to be interesting. Do they bring in Ben Brown? Do they bring in Brody Grundy? They're going to have to do something, because I thought McDonald was a little bit disappointing, and he was a bit of a left-field selection last week for mine.
I don't think Brody Grundy, and don't forget too, you think about Gawn. Mason Cox played a great game on Gawn the first 10, 15 minutes. He really set him up. He gave him that first opportunity. Gawn did a great job. I don't think Grundy's the answer. I think Benny Brown, you know, somebody like that, absolutely.
Yeah,
straightens him up, gives him a target, and then he can feed off. And we know what, you know, Petrarca and Oliver and Viney and these blokes, they can get to the crumbs and they can feed off well. But you need somebody there who's going to consistently, and don't mind, you can take a good grab and kick absolutely. A good goal as well.
I'll give friends a man, yeah.
Yeah, I think so as well. But then on the other side, you look at Carlton and you think, how do they keep doing it?
Mm.
How do they? But they do.
Their
belief. And as you say, without Harry, big Kerno up there. But it's not just Kerno now. I think, you know, unfortunately, without who's Jack Martin, you kind of sit there and go, all right, now they've got to.
Last week.
Oh, yeah, he was. And he's been good for a few weeks. His defensive pressure has been fantastic. So you kind of left a bit of a hole. So for me, I think, yeah, again, it should be pretty high scoring. I'd be going pretty high. I don't know what the
high scoring, Friday. Yep. So you're thinking high scoring. The other thing I want to drop in there, Clayton Oliver hasn't trained this week yet. He's sore. Max Gorn, they say, suspected broken toe bone. So he's a little bit sore as well. So, you know, the Demons have got a couple of little question marks on a couple of their key players as well, haven't they?
Would you stamp on his foot?
I'll ask you, mate. You're the big rugby big fella. I'm tipping. I know the answer to this.
I wouldn't stamp on it. I would just accidentally jump off it.
You would too. Don't worry about that. Who are you tipping, Sport?
I'm going the Blues. I reckon the Blues can get another win. I know. I love Melbourne Football Club. I reckon their list is remarkable.
Yep.
But they're just lacking something. I thought Bowie even played a really good game last week, but they're just lacking something for me. I reckon the Blues' determination, I reckon, might just get them.
Right, here's some of the bets the Palmer Bet crew like. Christian Petrarca, 2+ goals at $2.95. Jack Martin to get 25+ disposal.
He'll do that.
$1.42, so, you know, that's not bad value. Matty Owies to kick 2+ goals at $2.45. He's in good nick. And Adam Saar to get his 20+ disposals at $1.69. So if you multi them up, that would be a bad little bet, Spide.
What's the Saar one?
Adam Saar, 20+ disposals.
Yeah, he's a kick-out man too. He gets plenty of ball for him.
Yeah,
he gets plenty of them. So, I like the Saar, and he'll shut down Cozzy.
Righto. Beautiful, mate. Let's turn our attention to Saturday night. This is going to be a belter as well. Port Adelaide taking on the GWS Giants, 7:40 p.m. at the Adelaide Oval. Head-to-head, the Power, $1.60. Giants at $2.35. At the line, Port Adelaide -9.5, $1.90. Giants +9.5, $1.90. Key stats, all thanks to Palmer Bet. Port beat the Giants in round 22. Thumped them pretty comfortably, 136-85 at the Adelaide Oval. Port have won their last four straight games against the Giants. That's interesting. And the Giants have won their last three games with their last loss coming at the hands of the Power. So interesting little stats. I just look at a team like the Giants, Spide. I'm keen to get your thoughts, mate. But I really reckon there is a belief. They're pretty injury-free. They've got full squad to pick from. They're up and about. They believe in themselves. I reckon they can get the job done over here.
They've got they've got the side, no doubt. You know, we've seen that over the last 6 to 8 weeks. They've been in unbelievable form. They've just done the job each and every week. We've always underestimated them. They've come out and they've not only beaten teams, they've actually really beaten teams. You know, when you're talking 6+ goals for a lot of the times, they're on the money. And we've mentioned their big Ruttman Briggs is in good shape, but, you know, their midfield of Coniglio and Josh Kelly and Green, and then you got Toby Green up forward, the backman of Sam Taylor and, Darcy Burns. Like, he's just got Lockie Whitfield, I mean. They've got such a solid team at the moment, and their coaching panel just know what they need to do. And just for some reason, because they are out of GWS, no one's giving them any respect. But same thing at Port Adelaide. They're a different team at home. Port Adelaide are a very, very good side at home. Get Charlie Dixon in there. Even though he's a little bit injured, he'll straighten them up. He's the man. He's the go-to man. He's the one that will drag the biggest ruckman. I mean, the biggest backman. He wasn't there last week. So you've got to really put some emphasis on Charlie Dixon. And that means then your Power Peppers and these blokes can start kicking the... They're getting the second and third tier backman. So I reckon it's going to be a great game. Port Adelaide, I'll probably tip towards Port Adelaide a little bit, but there's just so many great opportunities. Think of, you know, Butters and Rosie, both Brownlow, top five Brownlow medal favourites. So their midfield is thereabouts. Then you got Horn Francis, who probably quiet last week, but you know, will step up. So Ken Hinckley's under the pump. The whole lot sits there ready for Port Adelaide. And I don't, you've got Melbourne and Port Adelaide. Can they both go out in straight sets?
Yeah, that'd be huge, wouldn't it? Two top four teams. Spot, I've just got a feeling too, this one might be a bit of a shootout. Once again, weather conditions look good. Power play that free running game along with the Giants. You know, that run and gun kind of style, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we do want a shootout last week. That was good that it was nice and close. And a goal would put you pretty much right back in it. But I love it when it's perfect conditions. Packed house, never tear us apart. It's going to be sung every 2 minutes for about an hour and a half. It's going to be huge. But for me, Port Adelaide are really good at clearances. Even though GWS are great at 1%ers, I'm going to stick with Port Adelaide.
On the home deck, hard to beat.
On the home deck. As much as, you know, GWS have had a great season, would it surprise me? It would. I reckon Port Adelaide. As you said, it's going to be a bit of a shootout. I'll be going for 3 or 4 goals.
Righto. Here's some of the bets that the Palmer Bet crew like. Yep. Jake Riccardi to kick 2+ goals. $1.99. He got the 3 last week. Toby Green, 20+ disposals at $2.30. The Palmer Bet boy.
Yeah.
Todd Marshall, 2+ goals, $1.70. And Ollie Wines, 25+ disposals at $3.05. What would you be playing with there, Spide?
Oh, look, I don't think their midfield's too good for Toby to keep going in there. So the 20+ is probably a bit tight. Yeah, Marshall, I'll be taking a bit of that goals. Absolutely. I think, as you said, there's going to be high scoring margins. So I'll be taking a lot of forwards to kick some big goals.
Yeah, love it, mate. Now, listen, last week, our Palmerbet followers.
Oh, please.
Download the app, mate. Or I have to bring it up, big fella. 1 out of 4 for the first week.
Yeah, but hang on. I got kicked out of this.
1 out of 4.
Melbourne kicked themselves out of the game. Sydney kicked themselves out of the game. I'll accept the Saints one.
Mates, yeah. So you got the line last week. But they were all toss of the coin games. We spoke about that. Rain, hail, or shine. Jackie Ginnivan started as a sub, mate. So that was always going to be. He only got on. With about 15 minutes to go.
In the quarter.
Dan Butler, 2+ goals. He was pretty quiet. Isaac Heaney was quiet as well, 2+ goals. Joey Danaher saluted, though. Big Smoke and Joe got 4, mate, for you. So he got 1 out of 4.
And don't forget, too, though, Smoke and Joe, we got for the most goals for the series. So he kicked 5, so he's still alive.
Off to a fly, mate. Now, listen, what do you got for us this week, big fella? Download that Palmerbet app. It is really, really simple.
Righty, yeah, we'll pump this one. I honestly think the 2 games won this weekend, I'll be taking Carlton just head to head. They're about $2 something. So yeah. I'll be taking them. And then I reckon Port Adelaide with a shootout there.
Blue bags are 217. Yep.
Yep. Take that with Port Adelaide 25+.
Oh, there you go.
4 goals.
Big win. So 4 goals plus over your Giants who you've been on all year, mate, I reckon.
I know, but you know what?
You got to you can't just go with the heart. You got to go with the head, mate. 585 for Palmerbet followers, mate.
All right, that's a good bet.
What else you got for us, mate?
Well, I'm going for same thing, goal scorers, and definitely, absolutely, have a look at the Palmerbet app. I love the possession getters. Put a couple of those in each team with a couple of goals as a real good multi. I enjoy that every day of the week. But for me, I'm sticking with the goals. Done it all year. I'm going to stick with it again. And I reckon Marshall will kick 3.
Yep, Toddy, yep.
Yep, and then I'm going to Owies.
Matty Owies.
To kick 3.
Oh, $18.88. $18.
How much?
$18.88, and they're both in good.
That's good money. Well, they're both going to be opportunities because their big forwards are going to be taken care of.
Yep.
So you're going to be there going, okay, let's dance around and, somebody's going to – I think there's going to be definitely – players out there that are going to kick that 3. We saw what happened in Brisbane, high-scoring game, 3 or 4 players over 3 goals. So absolutely have a look at that.
Beautiful big fella. I love it. Download that Palmer Bet app. Get involved. Get involved in the conversation with us. But as we always say, gamble in a responsible manner and always think about what you're really gambling with. It's week two, Spide.
Come on.
Series we are getting fired up to now. Wouldn't you love to be Brisbane and Collingwood, though, mate? Just sitting back this week, just kind of smoking your pipe, so to speak, mate. Just having a little relax and a rest and just, you know, watching the boys. They're going to go at it. There's no next week.
Absolutely. There's no tomorrow now. This is going to be huge. And to everybody that's got a ticket that's able to head to the MCG and watch the massive clash against Melbourne and Carlton, you absolutely love that. And even if you're lucky enough to get into Port Adelaide versus GWS, it's going to be huge. But start getting those tickets ready for the Lions and the Pies the weekend after. It only gets bigger and bigger as we head towards the grand final. How good is it? We love September.
Mate, absolutely sensational. We love these guys too. Palmer Bet, a great sponsor, great supporter. And Spide, looking forward to this weekend, mate. And I look forward to catching up with you next week.
Absolutely. Happy punting.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.